Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the festival.
Kyle Muehlhauser, I'm the owner of the festival.
Yeah, the owner of the third annual Annapolis Songwriters Festival. It returns to beautiful Annapolis, Maryland, September 12th through the 15th. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
All right, I'd love to get in the lineup in a minute because there's some really cool names on, as always. But before any of that, let's big picture it. You know, I guess it's we're in the third. Oh, actually, I'll ask you, what year are we in, and how much has it sort of grown?
Yeah, so this will be our third year. We are part of the Ramshead Group, and we have roots down in Key West. So we purchased the Key West Songwriter Festival about 3.5 years ago, and one of the goals was to bring a sister festival here to our hometown in Annapolis.
Oh, so you also operate, after you bought the Key West one, you still run that down there as well?
We do. We just finished our 28th year in May. It was the third year of us running it. But yeah, that's been a very successful festival. And because of that success, we just wanted to try to replicate it as best we could here in our hometown of Annapolis.
Cool. So talk about why then you thought Annapolis would be the perfect way to sort of parlay the success from Key West up here. You know, why is it sort of just the perfect town kind of to do it? It's, to me, it's a vibrant, creative place. So I think it works.
Yeah, there's a lot of great synergies between Annapolis and Key West. We say it all the time. We bump into a lot of people from Maryland when we're in Key West. And, you know, it's just a great historic maritime town. And one of the things I love about the festival is it showcases the city, right? We've got 140 artists coming across 15 different venues, and you get to just bop around town and see all these different shows. And it kind of highlights all the different venues and parts of the town.
Awesome. And sort of is the just one more sort of overview thing. What's sort of like the mission for and the hope that, you know, maybe young songwriters or old songwriters for that matter, but, you know, aspiring or seasoned songwriters, you know, what benefit did they get out of this? Getting to go, you know, listen to and meet and talk with and rub shoulders with the great songwriters of our time, you know, to talk about why that's such a invaluable experience.
Absolutely. That's it. It's like, so even with the 140 artists we have, I mean, we have some emerging, you know, just young artists that aren't quite established yet, and they're getting to mix in with some of these established songwriters. I mean, we've got guys here that, you know, have written songs that you've been listening to on the radio for years and years. But that being able to just walk around town and be able to interact with these artists, I think from a consumer perspective, it's really intimate. So you get to listen to the artists, you get to hear about their songs, hear their stories. This is really about showcasing the art of songwriting. And then for the younger artists, yeah, to be able to intermingle with all these established songwriters. I mean, the hope is that they're going to collaborate together, right? They're going to make relationships and maybe they start writing songs together.
Awesome. Well, it is. It's like, you know, priceless exposure and networking time for actual artists. But in terms of the fans and our listeners, too, I mean, these are concerts they can go to. So let's go into some of the lineup here, and let's go day by day if possible. So and it all kicks off Thursday, September 12th over at Maryland Hall. Who we got at Maryland Hall?
Yes, yeah, so our first ticketed show is Johnny Swim. That's at Maryland Hall starting at 8 o'clock.
And rather than just list the names, like I should ask, you know, and why are they, you know, what do you know about Johnny Swim if our listeners don't know anything about him? You know, why are they such a cool artist to kick it off?
Yeah, they're a great couple. I mean, they're great singer-songwriters themselves. And that's it. I mean, that's where I'd really recommend. We have so many free showcases throughout the four-day festival. But these ticketed shows are really the highlighted events. I mean, these are singer-songwriters that are on tour and selling tickets. So I definitely recommend trying to catch those and buying tickets before those shows sell out.
Love it. Love it. So that's day one. And so that's like the only thing on the first day, right? Because it is opening day. It's like just the big opening thing at the historic Maryland Hall is Johnny.
Yeah. Well, the festival, the kickoff party is at Ramshead Tavern at 5 o'clock. So Ramshead is festival headquarters. It's where you can go to get your official festival merch. And that's where the artists will come to check in. And we have the most music happening at Ramshead, be it on the patio, in the bar room, or in Ramshead on stage. So there's music there all night. And there's a couple other venues on Thursday. I think Metropolitan, Red Red Wine. So there's other stuff going on, but that Johnny Swim's our first and only ticketed show on Thursday.
Gotcha. So I must be looking at the ticketed show lineup. But that's cool. That's fine. I can ask the artist, and then if you want to, like you just did, you can pepper in any of the other, you know, free stuff as well.
I hope I can give you info on all these artists.
it's all right. I mean, dude, don't feel too bad. I'm literally going to put 2 45-second radio pieces together. It's going to be so I'm already getting way more than I need. It helps me right there. It helps me flesh out an article by talking about it all, and then I'll pick the best stuff. So don't worry. Sure. All right, and then so Friday, day two, September 13th. Who is sort of like I would say, I don't know, like the bigger headliners? I know there's some cool acts at Ram's Head and the City Dock, right?
Yeah, so we've got at Ram's Head on stage is Bob Schneider and Steve Poltz. And then back at Maryland Hall, we have Avery Sunshine. And I believe they're with Anthony David, which is a great songwriter in his own right. And then our featured shows for the weekend are downtown on City Dock. We put a big stage right down on the water. And our Friday night concert is JJ Gray and Mofro with Citizen Cope.
Now that's going to be really, really cool. Really, really cool. I think Citizen Cope is, has been recorded, has written stuff for like Santana and Dido and Pharoah Monch and a bunch of people. So Citizen Cope, you can learn a lot from songwriting from that.
Absolutely. That's going to be a really fun show down on the water on Friday night.
Awesome. All right. And then moving into the weekend on Saturday, you know, the work week's over. So maybe this might be the time. Maybe some folks that live, you know, maybe a little farther away from Annapolis, Saturday is going to be a great day if they want to drive into town. So who are some of the artists at the various venues on Saturday?
Yeah. So Saturday is jam packed. It's a lot of free showcases all throughout town. As I said, we have 16 total venues throughout town. So during the day, there's tons of free music that you can see all throughout. Back at Maryland Hall, we had Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors on Saturday night. At Ram's Head on stage, we have Natalie Hemby, who's, I think, a Grammy Award-winning songwriter. We actually have a unique experience with Watermark Cruises. It's called Songwriters on the Severn, where we have a bunch of songwriters going out on a sunset cruise, and that's a ticketed show. Cool. And then we have our big free event on Saturday night downtown at City Dock. That is with Jaw Works and Joint Operation, along with Troll Tribe, and that's free to anyone starting at 5 o'clock down on that City Dock stage.
That's on Saturday as well. Awesome. Yes. Jaw Works. Everyone knows them from around here. And just to double back really quick to the Ram's Head show on Saturday, Natalie Hemby, yes, Grammy winning artist, but most people probably know her as one of the members of the High Women, you know, I mean, with Brandi Carlile and Maren Morris and Amanda Shires. And you know what I mean? She's a big deal.
Yeah, she really is. And that's where, you know, I'd recommend people downloading the Annapolis Songwriters Festival app. Because again, with 140 artists, there's so many of them. You can click on the app, click on their name and get their bios and learn about the songs they've written and get to know the artists. So, and they'll have the most up-to-date schedule as well on that app.
Awesome. And do you mind actually, because I'm just imagining how this will play on the radio, could you mind, just so I can have it in your voice, saying that Natalie Hemby is a member of the High Women?
Sure. Yeah, Natalie Hemby, who's a member of the High Women.
Great. And then closing it out on Sunday, the 15th, at least three, you know, very famous ticketed events, along with a bunch, I'm sure, more free stuff, too. So I'll let you say it. Who all's there on Sunday?
Yeah, we've got more free showcases, including a new venue this year, Banneker Douglas Museum, who we're really excited to partner with. And then we have Kimberly Perry from the band Perry at Ram's Head on stage.
Love Band Perry. Aren't they all? I mean, If I Die Young is an all-timer. And did they do Better Dig 2, I think?
I don't know that one, but Die Young.
Yeah, that's them. They're country. I mean, they went away from country for like a couple in the most recent years, but I don't know why they went away from it. They were amazing country group. But Kimberly Perry, awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so that's going to be great. Mark Cohn is at Maryland Hall. You know, his famous song, Walking in Memphis. So that's another great one.
Of course.
And then our featured show for Sunday is actually an afternoon show. It's a 1 o'clock doors, 2:30 show. And that's with country star Lee Bryce.
Lee Bryce is awesome. My wife and I actually know his drummer. But yeah, he has so many hits. It's going to be great. Yeah. Shout out Michael Gray, drummer for Lee Bryce. I don't know if you'll be there with him or not, but I there promise you, folks, you all know, you know, Lee Bryce is so many, so many hits. I can't even list them all, but there's so many good ones. I Drive Your Truck, etc. Great. So I'm trying to think what else we could say. For Mark Cohn, you know, the famous line in Walking in Memphis is, you know, walking with my feet 10 feet off of Beale. What would it be in Annapolis? 10 feet off of what? What would be a good street we could shout? what's Maryland Hall on?
You know, I don't know, but I'd say Ramstead right here on West Street, walking on West Street.
And... walking on West Street. There we go. We'll do that. awesome. Well, that's fantastic. So a lot of those that I was mentioning are the ticketed ones. You can head to AnnapolisSongwritersFestival.com for those. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned all the free stuff sort of in between it, all the different other venues around town. It sounds like you can just stagger around and make a whole weekend of it. But
yeah, you really can. I mean, it's a great family friendly event. Like I said, the whole Annapolis is a very walkable town. So being able to walk around and see all this great music, it's really a fun event. And there's lots of other stuff going on too. We've got the Bose Listening Lounge at the Annapolis Visitor Center. We actually have some songwriter workshops at Maryland Hall on Friday and Saturday. Friday, I think it's one of them is actually a kids songwriting workshop. And then an adult songwriting workshop as well. So, yeah, lots of stuff to do and should be a lot of fun.
That it sounds like it. I'm trying to think what else we should hit before we go. Maybe some memories and some feedback from past years, because this is year three. So any standouts from the first 2 years? I know last year Michelle Branch was kind enough to call in and we did an interview with her when she came to this festival in Annapolis. So either Michelle Branch or last year, any others. I'd love if you could shout out, name drop some of the other cool names that have come the last couple years.
Sure.
If,
I mean,
if
our
you
first
can remember.
Year, yeah, if I can remember. I know there's so many, but, you know, Jake Owen was here the first year. Last year we had Leanne Rimes, Blondie. But for me, it's about the younger artists, the ones that you haven't heard of yet. I mean, those are the ones that really stick to me.
Because you will hear of them one day. So you can get the ground floor of finding out. You can say, I saw them when.
That's the hope. I mean, I'm always, I get stuck being in this business. I mean, you know, I'm hearing music all the time, but I'm always amazed. And we have this many artists, just hearing how many of them are really good, you know, and it's, you know, it's a new name. Every time we're doing one of these, you're like, wow, that guy or that girl they're phenomenal. So I just like being exposed to all this new music and finding the next new artist. That's what's exciting to me. And you know, seeing all the songwriters walking around town with their guitars on their back. It's kind of like the whole town kind of transforms for the weekend. So that's been my best memory.
I love it. Well, everyone listening to this, come make your own great memories at the third annual Annapolis Songwriters Festival. It returns September 12th through the 15th all over Annapolis. Check out all the venues on the website. And we really appreciate you joining us. I'm so glad that, you know, we don't have to go down to Key West for this. You know, you can go down and get your Sloppy Joes on, folks. But if you want to stay in Maryland, Annapolis is the way to do it. So thanks for bringing it to us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.